Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Graham, joined again today by Dale Maley. He is an author and historian for the city of Fairbury. Good morning.
Good morning.
We heard about a new sign that just got finished in Fairbury, and now we're going to hear about two new murals. Where would you like to start with that?
Well, in Fairbury, as you know, we have the Fairbury Improvement Group, and that's made up of local citizens and the mayor, David Slagle. And back in 2016, one of our ideas was to add historical murals along Main Street in Fairbury. And it really, it's a way of making history come alive to both citizens and visitors. So we've been doing that the last 2 years, have quite a few of them up. Well, early this year, we became aware there was two new big plate glass windows available to put some more historic murals. So we actually racked our brains for a couple of months trying to figure out what could we put in those two new slots. And we finally figured out what to do. And both of these two new murals were really initially found by accident. So a couple years ago, we had a good friend of mine, Cindy Helmer, sent me a link to part of the Illinois State Library System. And she sent it to me because it mentioned some local history items. Well, here I click around kind of just seeing what's there. And I accidentally discover there's 1885 Sanborn insurance maps of Fairbury. And that company, Sanborn, made five different maps of Fairbury between 1885 and 1911. Now, in 1885, they only had three sheets of the maps. As the town grew then, by the time they got to 1911, it took 11 big sheets of paper to cover the whole town. So I took the oldest, the 1885, and I used a computer drafting program, Google SketchUp. I was able to combine those three sheets into one sheet, which makes a very nice mural of what the town looked like in 1885. And then my mural will be about 5 feet wide, so you should be able to see the streets pretty clearly and everything else. Then the second one, which was also kind of found by accident, another friend of mine, Joel Prondick, showed me a really cool, colorful Civil War poster that he'd saved from the wrecking ball more than 30 years ago. It has the history and the roster of the 129th Infantry, Company E, which is all Fairbury area guys that served in that unit in the Civil War. Unfortunately, though, Joe's poster was heavily damaged. It would need some pretty expensive restoration work before I could convert it into a mural. But I checked with the Fairbury Echoes Museum just by chance to see if they might have the same colorful Civil War poster. And I'll be darned, not only did they have the same colorful poster, but the museum copy was in excellent condition.
Nice.
And what's really interesting, we're talking about something that's over 150 years old, and there's two copies floating around, which is
really rare,
really rare, yes.
Wow.
So I got permission from the Echoes Museum to carefully remove the poster from its frame and then scan it in at high resolution. This poster was very colorful when it was first printed, but it had faded a little bit, but I was able to use the scanner to make the bright colors even brighter. So this mural is going to be 48 inches wide, so should be able to read all the guys' names and see all the colorful artwork on there. Another kind of interesting thing, we don't know what the date is, but I think it dates back to 1863 during the Civil War. I first guessed that these types of posters would be made after the Civil War for the guys that served in their units. But this poster gives a chronology of this particular unit up through June of 1863. Now, I know they fought clear to the end of the war. In fact, they went to Washington, D.C. and were in a parade at the end of the war. And the poster lists fatalities through June of 1863, but it has some other members listed as not fatalities, and yet they died between 1863 and the end of the war.
Hmm.
So I do know the Union Army had a lot of issues with desertions. A lot of guys got homesick and other reasons. So maybe this was done during the war to try to keep soldiers in the fight. I don't really know. But if it is 1863, that means that poster is 155 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. So on these types of historical mural projects, I first get the high-resolution artwork files developed, and then I go to Kirk Lehman's company north of Forest, Aftershock Graphics. He takes my high-resolution digital files and then prints out the murals. So again, many thanks go to Prairie Lands Foundation for covering the cost of getting these murals printed. These two murals will be hanging on the east side of Steininger Tire on Main Street. Anytime in the next week or two, they should be done. So I invite everyone to come to Fairbury, check out Main Street. We now have the three historic building advertising signs repainted. And I counted up, we have 12 different historical murals in Fairbury along Main Street. So come on over, take a nice walking tour of Main Street, do some shopping, catch lunch, and have a good time.
That sounds awesome. So we have updates on all the stuff you guys have been up to lately. What can people expect for the summer? I'm sure you have a lot of stuff planned. Well, Marsh Park unveiling and everything like that, right?
Yeah, Marsh Park unveiling is scheduled for July 28th. Everybody's invited. It should be a really fun day. We're going to have lots of kids' activities out there as well. We plan on having the Taste of Fairbury again. The first one was last summer. It was very popular.
I was going to say, I heard a lot about it.
Very popular. So what we did, we added a sidewalk to improve access down to Sunken Park, and that's where we typically set up all the tents and the tables to eat. So the city guys did a great job and put a new sidewalk in to get down there. Other projects, we're going to put up a couple of mini lending libraries for the junior women's club in Fairbury. They should be done in the next couple of weeks. So actually, we have most of our stuff in the works for this summer, and we're pretty far along.
Very good. And we can look at that at the Fairbury website, right? Do you know the address for that by any chance?
Oh, the Facebook one. Which one do you want?
Either one, because I'm sure they both have
There's a City of Fairbury website. Yeah. There's also, if you Google it, there's a Fairbury calendar. And it has all the events for Fairbury as well.
Well, very good. We've been speaking with Dale Maley. He's an author and historian for the City of Fairbury. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Groff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.